Hey guys, thank you so much for joining me again on an episode of Thoughtful Discussed. This is the fourth episode. Thoughtful Discussed is the home for avowed centrism and sober analysis, where thesis and antithesis are heard equally in an attempt to form a reasonable synthesis. Join me here for a sensible take on our increasingly polarized public discourse. Okay guys, I have new music out right now. I just want to mention that real quick. Under my artist name, Zeke Sky, Active Defiance is out everywhere now. Let's get right into it. Trump gave his acceptance speech at the RNC yesterday, and it was very long. It was about an hour and a half. I barely managed to get through it in between being in the car and at the gym today. But there are some important points here. I think the first 20 minutes of the speech is what's really, really going to stand out here. And this first 20 minutes of Trump's speech were dealing specifically with his incident last week where someone tried to assassinate him. Now, I think what's really, really telling here, and I think the thing that might unravel a Pandora's box for the Democrats here if they don't get their operation together, is that the difference between Trump in 2024 and in 2016 and in 2020 is that Trump now has a real story he can tell that we all know is true that lionizes him. And though I'm not a huge fan of Trump, let's give credit where credit is due. The response that Trump issued to being shot is instinctive. You can't teach that. You can't teach someone to get up and start shouting fight, okay, with their fist and not appear visibly afraid. The cameras caught what the cameras caught because there was an element of truth in what was going on. Now, here's the other thing that's really important about the Trump campaign at this moment. The Trump campaign is not like the gun that was aimed at him last week, where a gun can be aimed at any enemy and fired at that enemy, and if it hits them, it could kill them or maim them. The Trump campaign is a sort of heat-seeking missile that has been honed in on the signal that is Joe Biden's increased frailty and weakness, and casting this election as a dichotomy between strength and weakness is key to them, always has been key to them, and now all of that narrative is just falling completely into the momentum of the events of the last couple of weeks. Donald Trump is getting up after being shot. Joe Biden is bedridden with COVID. This narrative that they're presenting is being proven in some ways just transparently true. And you can hear it from Trump supporters at the RNC, this deification, this sort of messianic view of Trump that has always been very niche, seems to be spilling out more into the open. You'll hear guys like Ben Shapiro even saying that the bullet missed because of an act of God. And this election is not over. There are so many different contingencies that could play out here. Right now, significantly, luck is smiling upon Donald Trump. Looking at the other side and comparing a little bit more, there's a lot of pressure now on Joe Biden to step aside, but it's probably not enough to get him to do so yet. By the polls, certainly Biden is losing, but he's not losing enough that it's obvious that he, to him at least, that he needs to get out, or that anyone can make the case that it's impossible for him to win. The sense of unity in the DNC is going to be nowhere to be found, at least if it was held today. Understand something, if the election were held now, I'm virtually certain Donald Trump would win. But I think the condition of the Democratic Party going forward is going to determine a lot of what is going to happen in the coming weeks. I've seen it in a lot of the elections that have happened in my lifetime. And what's obvious right now is there is a sense of impending doom. They've got a guy who is weakened as a nominee and is feuding with donors, refusing to step aside, and even very publicly making statements that appear to show his frailty and inability to make contact with reality. So what is it the Biden campaign thinks is their saving grace? Well, the Biden campaign insists that there is a path to victory through the Rust Belt battlegrounds. This is what you'll hear a lot of the times from them: Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And these Democratic strategists and operatives with whom a lot of people have spoken to now insist that the damage to Joe Biden is significantly less than what has been reported. I have a soft spot, actually, for this kind of notion. I definitely think it is possible that the damage to Joe Biden is significantly less than what we perceive in our little wormholes of social media. Matt Morrison from the AFL-CIO affiliated group Working America, in comments to The Atlantic, said the following, quote, "Not only is the damage to Biden not as great as people are assuming, but Trump continues to be reviled," end quote. Trump does continue to be reviled by many of the people who have always reviled him. There's no question, though, that some of the people who were Trump curious a couple weeks ago are now Trump supporters. looking historically about the nature of these claims, specifically as they relate to Donald Trump, on the day that he was nominated in 2016, the national polling average maintained by most polling websites showed him trailing the Democratic nominee Hillary Rodham Clinton by 2.5 percentage points, sometimes 3 or even 4 percentage points. When Trump accepted the GOP nomination again in August 2020, he was trailing Biden by 8.4 points. Biden's approval rating has been sitting at about 40% for a year. It hasn't really changed much in the last couple of weeks, but Trump consistently leads Biden when voters are asked whom they trust more to handle things like the economy and immigration and crime. And in a lot of polls, big majorities say they consider the nation on the wrong track and believe that Biden's agenda has left the country worse off. And a lot of people who look at these testimonials say that they have a shocking resemblance to a lot of the times incumbents have lost. The defeated incumbents like Jimmy Carter in 1980, George H.W. Bush in 1992, and Trump in 2020. When you look across that entire scope of elections, many of them say that the conventional polling standards dictate that the candidate who is hearing that about their existing presidency will lose. There's a YouGov poll that asked people who they perceived was strong and tough, and about 28% of people think Biden is strong and tough, and about 65% of people think Donald Trump is strong and tough. And oh yeah, that poll was taken before Trump was shot. I think here the difference between low-information voters and high-information voters is going to be really stark, because I think what the low-information voters know is that basically Joe Biden was stumbling over all of his words at the debate, and they also probably saw the picture of Donald Trump getting up after being shot and waving his fist at the crowd and saying, fight, fight, fight. So what is the Biden campaign's message? What are they actually asking for voters? I think it's something like asking them to be patient. They're asking them to stop, think, he'll get better, he will revive, he will recover. The movement to replace Biden seems like it is just going in and out like the tide. Obviously, Adam Schiff came out this week and was forceful in asking Joe Biden to step aside. And it's easy to see why a lot of people who are fighting for these Senate and congressional seats and are worried about the down ballot effect are coming out. It seems like it's mostly those people. There's a couple of people who probably don't have a reelection threatened by this, but it seems like it's mostly people who are vulnerable for their seat actually being taken if there are second order down ballot effects. It also appears that Chuck Schumer has asked Biden to step aside. Certainly, Donald Trump is headed for a polling bump after the RNC, which always results in a candidate getting a certain kind of bump. I think if the Trump campaign is afraid of anything right now, it is that Biden will be replaced and that he will potentially be replaced by a very competent candidate. Someone like Josh Shapiro, for example, getting on stage with Trump, that would be a bloodbath. That would be a blowout. I mean, Donald Trump would look like a fool after that. There's no way he would get off the stage looking any better than Biden did a couple weeks ago, and they know that. There is some buzz that Joe Biden is going to get out of the race this weekend. I will, of course, be there to check that out as soon as that happens and give you some perspective and take. For now, thank you so much for joining me on the fourth episode of the Thoughtful Discuss podcast.